You listen to me, you go to the top. You don't listen to me, you're never heard from again.
And there we go, Bobby Heenan, rest in peace. Very sad news this week came out about him, but welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE. My name is Tom Maguire. I'm joined alongside Richard Shawright. Hello!
Hello!
We're going to talk about all good things and bad things, everything related to the WWE. Hope you're having a lovely day, evening, whenever you're listening to this. It's a podcast. Richard, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad for whatever we're doing this afternoon. It's a secret.
Bobby Heenan, it's sad news, wasn't it?
I mean, very, because he's one of the great characters in the history of the business, not just as a manager, but as a colour commentator, as pretty much everything. And, you know, didn't we, a few weeks ago, the match of the week was the Royal Rumble from 1992, which Ric Flair wins, which probably isn't as good if he and Gorilla Monsoon aren't commentating on it. So, great loss, very sad. But he's left plenty of memories that we can all go back and relive time and time again.
Absolutely. It seems like he was one of the great entertainers of the business. I look back and watch the first episode of Raw, seeing the clips of him dressing up as an old lady, a rabbi. He seemed like a pure entertainer.
Very much so. And you go back and watch all those episodes of Primetime with him and Gorilla Monsoon doing many and various daft things. Well worth your time to do so.
Definitely. All right, moving. We'll be talking about No Mercy. And we've got a chat with Chad Gable. Really? Now, I'm being serious. We're very pleased with it. Well, when I say that, we're pleased that we got him on. I don't know if my questions were any good, but I've had a chat with Chad Gable. Stick around. We'll be hearing from him in a little bit. But first, kicking it off with Raw. And, I mean, the only real major thing that we need to talk about, obviously, heading into No Mercy, Braun versus Brock, and also John Cena versus Roman Reigns. I'll start with Cena and Reigns, because that shouldn't be the main event. Thoughts on that heading into it?
It can't live up to the promos, can it?
No.
It'll be all right. John Cena's not bad. It'll be all right.
I don't like the fact that this has now become, because they shot their wad too early, in my opinion. The whole shoot style promo at the beginning, like even 2-3 weeks before, was too early. They should have done that for the final week, and you'd be going, oh my God, it's going to be awesome. And I'm looking at it now, I'm not as excited, but it should be a good event, because you could build this as almost a WrestleMania event, and we're getting it on No Mercy.
It does seem a strange place to put it, doesn't it? But I guess the assumption is Reigns wins and builds him up for the eventual title match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania again.
Yeah. Elsewhere, obviously, you got the main event, which hopefully will be Braun versus Brock. Very excited for this one.
Two big men, and if there's anything we know WWE does well, usually, it's big men having a fight.
WrestleMania this year, Goldberg versus Brock, far exceeded my expectations and was under 5 minutes,
exactly.
Like I expected.
Yes.
You got Dean versus Seth, the tag team division on fire at the moment.
Yeah, it'd be all right, won't it? Can't fail to be a good match, you would think, against The Bar.
The Bar's proper grown on me. Even Sheamus is growing on me. Finn Balor versus Bray, don't want to see it again, sorry. It won't entertain me. Neville versus Enzo, again, don't want to see it, purely because I think Enzo is not enjoyable anymore, and I've been one of his biggest fans. The Miz taking on Jason Jordan, what we said.
Shocker.
8 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Obviously, Kurt Angle, well, is his son. I hope The Miz retains it. I think what he's got going on right now. And congratulations to Miz and Maryse for their child.
Yes.
And finally, let's just throw all the women in a match.
Well, yeah, it's Bayley's back.
Who cares?
It's
Bayley. She's just Bayley.
Hey, Bayley.
Well, who do you think walks out with the title, the women's title?
Not Nia, because she's got to beat Alexa one-on-one. So probably Alexa.
Okay.
But then, I don't know.
I've got a funny feeling, and you know I like making bold predictions, yes. Rich. Emma might do it. Just because WWE is that silly at the moment. I like Emma, and I know you do too. Also,
yes. I like her Instagram.
Richard, I've watched Total Bellas, the first two episodes of the season two. I'll talk about that next week. Moving on to SmackDown.
Yes.
The main thing to talk about, KO and the headbutt that was heard around the world on Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Him and Shane, who I really didn't want to see, but it's piqued my interest now, and I'm quite keen to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's another Shane McMahon in a Hell in a Cell thing, so I can jump off something high and break something, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Kevin Owens is good, so it'd be all right.
You reckon?
But we've got a long time to wait for it, haven't we?
Still a couple of weeks, I think. Yeah. Anyway.
So it'd be all right. It'd be fine. It'd be fine. Kevin Owens is good.
Over on the winning side of things, obviously Natalya's still carrying the championship. Not really exceeded my expectations as of yet. Charlotte's going to be taking her on at Hell in a Cell, whether it's in a Hell in a Cell match, I don't know. But the women's division at the moment on the SmackDown side of things is just, again, they all clumped together.
Yeah. Well, this is where it kind of is all the same, isn't it? Because Tamina's Nia and all the others are all the others, and it's just the same thing again. At least we're getting a one-on-one match at Hell in a Cell rather than another 5-4 yeah. 6 whatever way.
Yeah. And Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable. Nice yes. little team. I think it's going to do pretty well. Just, I really wanted to hear that old Shelton theme because I was looking at it.
Yes.
Ain't no stopping me. No!
I am still the only person who likes Aiden English as well, aren't I?
Yeah, you are, mate. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I am tempted by getting a Vaudevillains t-shirt when it's in the WWE UK sale.
They have a flash sale on today as I'm recording this, by the way.
But I've not been paid yet, so... should we talk about Jinder Mahal's promo?
No. I'm sorry, but if...
The fact that it's got mainstream media attention in America...
Well,
is,
go on, then. Well, go on.
It's just... It's not a great way of building a fight, is it? I know it's very difficult to build up a fight people want to see Jinder Mahal in. But it's not a great way... Oh, look, she's doing some stereotypical Japanese jokes about Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. On the Dolph Ziggler thing.
That's what I want to talk about. I left that to the end now.
It's rubbish.
This is, third week? This week, as we're recording. Worse. He's been HBK, Triple H, and DX. Yeah. It's getting worse, and we're going to talk about this another time, but as a subject,
yes.
I think it's time to send Dolph Ziggler away, whether that's to NXT or just off television entirely. He is not being utilised enough or properly to justify the fact that he's on television at the moment. We'll come on to that in another time, but Dolph, stop. It's not good.
I don't think there was anything else on SmackDown we need to... Oh, apart from Rusev. You'll like this.
Oh!
Rusev. Ruru. Yeah. Beat Randy Orton. That was funny.
That was kind of funny, but there was also something else I wanted to talk about. The Hype Bros. Are they going to turn heel?
I'm doing the Alan Partridge shrugging shoulders gif.
In my opinion, I think if they did turn heel, it'd be quite an interesting little spin. But we were all expecting Zack Ryder to maybe turn on Mojo. Well, we'll wait and see.
But won't that make him a face? Because everyone hates Mojo Rawley.
Not sure, actually. I think it would. Anyway. And finally, the Mae Young Classic, we didn't come onto it. The finale, Kairi Sane winning.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I really did towards the end, actually. And she's a real star.
I watched most of the first round.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have time to watch any of the other bit, but I did watch the final live because I got in from work and it was time for the end of SmackDown, the start of that. So I watched it. And it was good. I enjoyed it. The Pirate Princess.
Yeah, I like it.
And she's a pirate.
Well, she's also what we were talking about the other week. She's different.
She's different.
Yeah, she is different.
I don't think the announcing was great throughout the thing, but
because of one person?
No,
or?
I don't think it works. But I think it was interesting. Some of the people they had at ringside, some of the competitors in the tournament. You think, well, they must be on the radar, otherwise they wouldn't have been invited to the finals. And apologies, I'll get the name. I'll get the pronunciation wrong, and I don't know why. Interesting that also there on the night was the gold medalist from the Olympics, the Canadian women's wrestler Erica Weeb.
Yeah,
who I'm a big fan of because I saw her at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, and it was interesting. She's been for a look around the performance centre, so they may be going down the route of actually getting proper wrestlers, so to speak.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no, it's good. And, you know. Yeah. We'll see what happens. What wacky tournament they'll come up with next year.
Fair enough. Now, if you're a wrestling podcast listener, you'll obviously probably know. And if you watch or consume wrestling media on YouTube or wherever, you've probably heard about the What Culture crew that have kind of. There's been a bit of a mass exodus. Now, Richard, I'm not sure if you're acquainted.
The strange thing is, all I know about What Culture is that show we went to, and I don't really know anything else apart from they seem to be spending a lot of money, and I don't know how they're going to make that money back.
Well, here's one thing, Richard. They've just sacked five of their personalities online.
Well, yes, I am aware of this.
Now, five of those five personalities, let's say, for instance, you've got weekly some shows, and you've also got your reactions and things like that. They've got five these personalities that have been pretty well established. In fact, no, I'll say four of them, because one of them's a kick-ass video editor, and we've seen that. And there's accusations going around about What Culture bosses and all things like that, and lots of people not taking to the current presenters. The thing is, this is all I want to say, and I might be right, I might be wrong. At the end of the day, they're providing content. If you enjoy it, enjoy it. If you don't, yes. don't. And at the end of the day, it's free. I don't understand why people would complain so much. So if you don't like it, go and enjoy your content elsewhere. Hopefully, maybe because of this, we'll get more listeners.
Possibly.
I doubt it, but anyway. But that said, now, Richard,
yes.
we've got time for your match of the week.
Yes.
And then
we'll hear from Chad Gable.
And the thing is about Chad Gable, I actually asked him all about Yorkshire puddings, but I can't put that bear in. So he actually says when he comes over to the UK, he's going to try a Yorkshire pudding.
Excellent.
Anyway, match of the week, Richard.
Yeah, well, if you go to the WWE Network, they've put together a Bobby Heenan thing collection, which is full of good stuff. And in fact, one of the things I'm going to say is on there, which is good. Obviously, having done Royal Rumble 92 a couple of weeks ago, I can't repeat that again, but if you've never watched that, I can't believe you wouldn't have done. Almost as good, well, not quite as good, but still Bobby Heenan at his finest in commentary. 1993 Survivor Series, Shawn Michaels' Knights, supposed to be Jerry Lawler's, you can Google and find out why it's not, versus the Hart Brothers.
Oh, okay.
And it's Bobby Heenan going through all his great material. It's very good. So Survivor Series 93, Knights versus the Hearts. It's on the Bobby Heenan collection on the WWE Network. Only $9.99 until it goes up because they've done that survey.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, so lots to talk about next week, but thanks for coming in, Richard, and have yourself a lovely week. I'm going to now introduce Chad Gable on this glorious little PS Does WWE podcast. Obviously, the WWE is coming over to the UK, the European Tour, sponsored by WWE 2K18. The gameplay trailer came out this week, and it's looking okay. Some questions about whether too much has changed or if not enough has changed. We'll see when the full game comes out. But anyway, you can find tickets for the Leeds First Direct Arena tour at bookingsdirect.com if you want to go and watch the actual show itself. But I was having a chat with Chad, spoke to him about Shelton Benjamin, his new theme. Have a listen to the interview, or if you're done with the wrestling podcast, hit pause or stop or whatever you want to do. But I started by asking Chad all about coming over and wrestling in the UK.
The UK is the greatest. It's one of my favorite parts of the year, you know, ever since that first tour we ever did with NXT to the UK. It was just the most unique and just special experience for me. So ever since then, I fiend to come back every year, and we actually come back a couple times a year, so I'm excited.
United Kingdom champion, obviously, is Pete Dunne currently. Of course, we've had Tyler Bate as well and Trent Seven. It seems like there's a bunch of UK stars coming through the WWE.
Yeah, it's great to see. That's the style that, you know, like I like to say, when I first came into NXT, I really enjoyed that British style of wrestling because, obviously, with my background in amateur wrestling, I was a big fan of the technical style and these kind of things. So those guys do a great job at it, and you know, I got a chance to really on the last UK tour we did with WWE last spring, because they did the first night of the tour with us. So it was really awesome to watch those guys do their thing, you know, in front of a lot of their home crowds, which was unique. They got great responses, and those guys are just they're incredible.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we enjoy watching them over here, of course, but maybe that might be just a bit of like a homegrown mentality. But regarding yourself, obviously, over on SmackDown at the moment, and you've been teaming up with Shelton Benjamin, a hell of an athlete, much like yourself. So how's it been with the initial stages of teaming with him?
It's been great. You know, it's one of those weird things that you look, you know, back on and you realize, well, I watched this guy growing up when I was just a little kid, you know what I mean? And now he's my partner, and he doesn't look a day older than he did when I was growing up, you know, and he's still just as athletic, which is insane. I hope I inherit some of that from him somehow or something, but he's amazing. You know, he's been here before. He's had a lot of success here before, so it's a guy that I'm going to be able to learn from and get a lot of experience under my belt just from, you know, picking his brain and watching him do what he does. I'm sure he's going to have some words for me and maybe fix up a few things that he sees might be wrong, but I couldn't be more excited.
Nice to hear that you guys are getting on, but there hasn't been any sort of like small tag team fracas or anything behind the scenes or anything like that as of yet, like he didn't steal your drink or anything like that, I don't know.
not yet, I can't say, but you know, just speaking as far as like him coming back to this big return you know, to WWE, which was held in high regard by everybody. I don't know how he felt initially, you know, being thrust into a tag team with this new guy that's hardly been here. Who knows? Who's to say if he was excited or not? But I think after a few weeks and we kind of gelled very well from the beginning and had some success, I think, you know, just like me, he's on board, he's invested, and pretty soon we're going to be like a well-oiled machine. It just takes a while, you know, with these guys, but I think people are going to see we're going to be very dangerous.
You've mentioned already that you've both got this amateur background, and regarding sort of the tag team style, though, it seems like the division is absolutely stacked at the moment.
Yeah, more than ever, I would say. More than ever in recent memory, anyway, you know. And that's great. That's kind of what Jason and I, this whole idea and movement we wanted to create when we first came up, was this revolution that tag team wrestling can be what people tune in to watch. It can be the new exciting thing that people are talking about, and everybody's contributing to that. You know, you've got, and then the Hardys return, which is a huge deal. You've got teams like Sheamus and Cesaro doing great things over on Raw, and then obviously Lindo and Uso's just absolutely killing it on SmackDown. And then you've got teams like the Zangle, who are just hilarious and entertaining, but can wrestle at the same time. Like, if you're getting everything you need from the tag team division right now. So the more time we're given and the more exposure, I think people are really, really going to latch onto it.
Teaming up with Shelton Benjamin, what do you think of your new theme? Because there's been a bunch of new themes that have been debuted recently, and I think yours and Shelton's is up there for one of the best.
Yeah, so thankfully, you know, I will full disclosure be the first to say I wasn't the hugest fan of American Alpha's music. I think entrance music is something you just kind of, you really have to feel, and you have to, like, be able to allow yourself to get lost in if it's going to help you, you know. And from the first time they played this current song that Shelton and I are using, we both just kind of, like, we looked at each other and we're like, that's it. And we knew, because we both felt it, you know. And that goes a long way in helping you, because that's, you know, you're hearing that on the way out in front of thousands of people to go and throw down with somebody. So it better be something that you feel. And I would call it a huge improvement.
fair enough. I want to ask you as well about, obviously you've been on SmackDown roster for I think over a year now, correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah. I think I want to ask you about the adjustment from NXT to SmackDown. Was it a bit more jarring than perhaps you expected?
So for the most part we were pretty well prepared. NXT kind of, I think they got it pretty much figured out, you know, they run you through anything you'd run into for the most part on SmackDown or Raw. You know, a bit on a much smaller stage, you know, we're doing it at stage, but you're still doing TV tapings and learning how to shoot for TV and all these different things. I guess the biggest change for me was just the travel, because, you know, in NXT we weren't necessarily traveling every week. And so now I'm married and I have a daughter, so leaving them every week, was probably the biggest adjustment, but it's just one of those things like anything else that, you know, you do it for a little bit and you kind of fall into a routine. And once you get your routine down, everything becomes easier. So it just took a little bit of an adjustment period, you know, a few months to learn how to do it successfully. And then, yeah, we're all good now.
I want to also ask you, obviously, over on SmackDown, you've got great people that you could be having matches with, and we've already seen you go against Kevin Owens and AJ Styles in singles action, and who are you looking at that you kind of haven't fought yet that you'd like to have a match with?
Yeah, so that was such a nice chance to, like, really give people a taste of what I can do in singles competition, but at the moment, now that I'm back in the tag team, I kind of speak for that, which is I want another chance at the Usos with Shelton by my side. We haven't wrestled the New Day yet. I think that would be incredible. And then there's guys on Raw like Sheamus and Cesaro, who's an athletic, very physical team that I think has a lot of the same mentality as we do, which when you put two teams like that against each other, it can kind of lead to some very, like, you know, incredible matches, and that'd be another one that I would really like to join on with. So there's a lot of possibilities out there for the future.
Yeah, it's certainly exciting looking at the talent pool at the moment that the WWE has, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully seeing yourself and many others, competing against one another. Who NXT-wise currently in sort of the developmental scene? Are you looking forward to hopefully moving up?
Well, Wrath of Japan are a team that caught on so quickly to what we do, and they both came from amateur sporting background similar to me, so that's pretty unique for me to watch and interesting. They got their start with us right after one of the takeovers, our final takeover in NXT when they came out in the Fastlane, and that was their first real showing on NXT, and then ever since then they just get better and better, and it's scary because they're massive guys that are really, really strong and powerful and good, and they understand what we do, and to think about they're only like two years into this, into doing what we do, this is insane to think how good they're going to be. So that's a team I'm really looking forward to. And then there's a ton of single guys down there that maybe people aren't super familiar with. There's guys like Riddick Moss, who was a good friend of mine when I was down there, who's gotten a little bit of exposure on NXT so far, but I think when people get a broader look at him and who he is, he's going to take off and just be an incredible superstar for us.
Chad Gable there on Proper Sport does WWE terrific stuff, and my thanks to WWE for letting him have a chat with us here on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening to the show, Richard and myself. We will be back reviewing No Mercy next week, so make sure you like, subscribe, do whatever you want. It's one of those media sort of savvy things to say, like and subscribe, but if you want to get this podcast weekly and delivered to your phone, make sure you do subscribe. Anyway, have yourself a lovely day, evening, whenever. As we know, podcasts are timeless. Have yourself a lovely day anyway.